The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Friday, March 1st. We're talking about dueling trips to the southern border, what President Biden and former President Trump had to say about what many voters consider the most important issue in the country today. Also, a deal to avoid a government shutdown for now, and a major winter storm that could bring 12 feet of snow to parts of California, plus a big move to protect fertility treatment in Alabama, even after a recent controversial court ruling. Some video doorbells meant to keep your home safe from strangers could actually be letting strangers in. And it's time to celebrate Women's History Month. We'll share some ideas, those stories and more in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Once again, lawmakers have found a way around a looming government shutdown that was set to kick in at midnight tonight. But the deal doesn't last long. The House and Senate passed a bill that keeps the government open for just one more week. That gives lawmakers until March 8th to pass a bundle of longer-term spending bills to, again, avoid a government shutdown. And another bundle will have to be passed by March 22nd. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's confident they'll get the job done. But Congress has been passing a series of short-term fixes for a while now. So the long-term measures they're working on is still for the fiscal year that actually began back in October. Separately, the House still has not taken up the aid package the Senate approved for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies last month. And President Biden says that should be a top priority. So stay tuned. Both President Biden and former President Trump visited the U.S.-Mexico border and blamed each other for the issues. Of course, it comes as the number of people crossing into the U.S. has reached record levels. In fact, migrant encounters now are more than double what they were during the Trump years. But President Biden still says Trump is to blame for what's happening now, since the former president urged Republicans to vote against a border security bill, and they did. So Biden challenged his predecessor by saying, quote, "Instead of playing politics with the issue, why don't we just get together and get it done?" But Trump has said many times that bill was not strong enough. And he says if he wins the White House in November, he'll conduct, quote, "the largest domestic deportation operation in American history." Yesterday, Trump highlighted what he called an invasion of migrants into the U.S., saying the migrants look like warriors and, quote, "this is like a war." And he highlighted some serious violent crimes migrants have committed on U.S. soil. He pointed to some specific examples, like a migrant from Venezuela who was recently charged with killing a Georgia college student. Though it's worth noting, border authorities who worked under both Biden and Trump say most migrants who cross the border are vulnerable families fleeing poverty and violence and are not criminals. Even still, both Biden and Trump have been taking more forceful stances than they have in the past and are expected to continue to do so through the November election. Remember, Texas has also been trying to pass its own strict laws to control border crossings. But one of the most controversial ones faced a big setback in court yesterday. A federal judge struck down the law that would allow state authorities to jail and deport migrants, saying it violates the federal government's sole immigration authority. It was set to go into effect next week, but now it is on hold. The Texas government is expected to appeal, and this case could end up going before the U.S. Supreme Court. It was another devastating day in the Gaza Strip, as more than 100 people were killed trying to get food and other supplies. 700 others were hurt. Gaza health authorities say Palestinians were shot by Israeli forces as they waited for an aid delivery. But Israel says the deaths were actually caused by a stampede of thousands of people who trampled and ran over others to get to the aid trucks, and that Israeli soldiers only opened fire when they were in danger. Either way, President Biden says it will complicate ceasefire talks happening in Qatar right now. The Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry reports that incident pushed the overall Palestinian death toll over 30,000 since the war began. And experts say that's most likely an undercount. Several wildfires are still growing out of control in the Texas panhandle, including one that's now become the largest in the state's history. They've destroyed homes, ranch land, and cattle, and at least two people have died. President Biden says he has directed federal officials to do everything possible to help fire-affected communities, including sending firefighters and equipment. And FEMA has guaranteed Texas and Oklahoma will be reimbursed for their emergency costs. Meanwhile, out west, a historic blizzard has begun to slam the Sierra Nevada. In fact, forecasters say it's shaping up to be the strongest of the season. It could bring up to 12 feet of snow to the highest elevations around Lake Tahoe by the weekend, and wind gusts of up to 100 miles an hour. Even in towns in the Tahoe area, away from the peaks, up to 4 feet could fall, and wind gusts could hit 75 miles an hour. The worst of it is expected tonight into tomorrow morning. There's also an avalanche watch in effect for the mountains just north of Yosemite National Park. So people are being warned not to travel, or at the very least, to take precautions. On the bright side, California water officials say this storm could help the Sierra snowpack, which is vital to the state's water supplies. We have more news for you still coming up, but first, a quick break. Taking care of your health is not always easy, but it should at least be simple. And that's why for almost a year now, I've been drinking AG1 every day. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day, and it helps me feel accomplished and nourished first thing in the morning. And that is something that truly sticks with me throughout my day. Since I've been drinking AG1, I've noticed improved digestion and even support for mental clarity. Each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. And I appreciate that it's hydrating too. And I know that I'm giving my body high quality nutrition because every batch of AG1 goes through a rigorous testing process, so you know it's safe. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1. And that's why I partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/newsworthy. That's drinkag1.com/newsworthy. Check it out. Now back to the news. Today marks the start of Women's History Month. Since the 1980s, Congress has set aside 1 month of the year to reflect on the contributions women have made to U.S. history and to uplift and support women who are here today. It chooses March since there's quite a few March dates that were key to the women's rights movement. Like on March 3rd in 1913, the Women's Suffrage Parade happened in Washington, D.C. In March of 1916, the National Woman's Party was formed. And on March 22nd of 1972, the Equal Rights Amendment was passed in the U.S. Senate. Every March, the National Women's History Alliance comes up with a theme for the celebration. This year's theme is Women Who Advocate for Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion. So it recognizes women who believe a positive future can only be achieved by getting rid of bias and discrimination. To celebrate, people are encouraged to attend local events like museum exhibits or film screenings, shop women-owned businesses, learn more about historical women, or honor the women who make a difference in your life. It looks like in vitro fertilization will be protected in Alabama after all, despite the state Supreme Court ruling that said embryos qualify as children. Bipartisan lawmakers in both the state House and state Senate passed bills this week. They both grant civil and criminal immunity to patients and doctors involved in IVF treatment. The bills are almost identical, but still the chambers need to agree on just one version before it is then sent off to the governor for her signature. So there will be more votes next week. Governor Kay Ivey has already said that she will sign either one. And this comes as nearly all IVF treatments in Alabama have been put on hold out of concern the recent court ruling could expose them to lawsuits. But lawmakers say they believe these new bills will help clinics reopen. Well, it turns out some popular doorbell cams have some serious security issues, at least according to research by Consumer Reports, which found one flaw in particular that allows hackers to take over the camera by just holding down a button on a smartphone app. They can easily view camera footage and broadcast the owner's IP addresses over the internet. The cameras are made in China and have been sold for about $30 to $40 on Amazon, Walmart, Temu, Sears, and elsewhere. Now, to be clear, these are not big-name doorbell cams like Ring or Nest. They were sold under many names like Ekin and Tuck, among others. Consumer Reports reached out to retailers to flag these problems, so some of them have since removed the cameras from their platforms. Still, Consumer Reports says online retailers need to do more to keep shoppers safe from scams and low-quality products in the first place, and that more of them, like Amazon, need to follow suit in taking the doorbells off the marketplace. It sent a letter to the FCC and FTC asking they step in to stop all sales. Pro wrestlers are going to have to come up with some new sayings since The Rock now owns a lot of them. Dwayne Johnson just secured the ownership rights to 25 names and catchphrases from his time in the ring in the 90s and early 2000s. For example, Rock Nation, Jabroni, The Great One, The People's Champion, Shut Your Mouth, and If You Smell What The Rock Is Cooking. He also got ownership of any voices, signatures, gestures, routines, or costumes related to his time in the WWE. In other words, Johnson is going to be raking in royalty payments for a while. Don't worry, though, you can still throw around any classic rock lines or moves you'd like, as long as you don't do so in the context of pro wrestling. College basketball phenomenon Caitlin Clark has made a big announcement this week. She has decided to finish her college career this year and go into the WNBA draft. Clark is expected to be the number one pick going to the Indiana Fever. But she says she's thankful for her time with the Iowa Hawkeyes, saying, quote, "It is impossible for me to fully express my gratitude to everyone who has supported me during my time in Iowa." The draft is April 15th, and the season begins in May. For now, though, Clark is gearing up for March Madness, where she'll still be playing for the Hawkeyes. As you know, she already beat the women's NCAA scoring record, and she's now just 18 points away from passing the men's record, too. Iowa's next game is Sunday against Ohio State. Well, that's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, I have so much to say about our new sponsor and my new Vessi shoes. I've been wearing Vessi shoes for at least a month now, and they are honestly my new go-tos for every day and for fun adventures. First of all, I was really excited that they are extremely waterproof because they don't actually look like they are. They're super stylish, they're lightweight, they're breathable, and yet I can wear them rain or shine. No more complaining about the rain or letting a puddle get in my way. But it doesn't stop there. I genuinely appreciate the comfort of these shoes, and they're both fashionable and functional enough to be multi-purpose. I have the Weekend Vessi shoes in white, and I wear them with pretty much everything, socks or no socks, whether I'm going out with friends or going to the park with my family. And because I'm always on the go, I truly appreciate how easy they are to get on and off. That was an added benefit I didn't know to expect. I've gone days without touching a lace. You've got to try these shoes for both your everyday and your weekend adventures. They're stylish, comfortable, and waterproof. They might be the only shoes you'll need all year. Head over to Vessi.com/newsworthy to explore their versatile collection and claim your 15% discount on your first order. Yes, 15% off for our listeners. So embrace every moment, come rain or shine, with Vessi. Go to Vessi.com/newsworthy. Now back to Feel Good Friday. Ukrainian soldiers who have been seriously hurt in the war against Russia have found something that helps them heal in more ways than one. They've been playing soccer together at the stadium in the capital city of Kyiv every week, even though all of them have lost limbs in battle. The sessions let them practice skills, perform strength and conditioning exercises, and play some games. And in the meantime, they're getting some new companionship from people who understand exactly what they're going through. The Ukrainian Football Federation organized the initiative a few months ago as a way to help soldiers rehabilitate and adjust to civilian life. It saw a real need, since more than 20,000 Ukrainians have reportedly needed amputations since Russia's invasion began 2 years ago. The coach says he's been surprised at how much the players love the sport and have really come back to life after their time in war. So he's hoping even more injured soldiers get involved. As the coach explains, there's plenty in it for him, too, that while he teaches them skills, they teach him the love of life. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode about what to expect from the spring housing market and how it impacts you, whether you're buying, selling, renting, or none of the above. Then join us again Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thank you so much for listening and have a great weekend.